Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And as we continue our position battle series, we're going to be taking a look at the offensive line. And Brian, not so much who will or will not make the team, but who will earn that starting right guard position between Dan Connolly and Marcus Cannon. So, Brian, the Patriots have brought back that 2012 starting lineup, which has got to mean something this year, right?
I think there's a lot of value in that continuity. Both starting tackles, their starting center, Ryan Wendell, who came through and played really every snap last year, Mankins, and you mentioned Dan Connolly. So having all those guys back is a huge help. Who gets that right guard spot is key.
Well, I will kick it off. I'm definitely going to go with Dan Connolly here. I feel more comfortable with the veteran guy. He has definitely earned his way up to that starting roster spot, and I think that he is consistent and dependable day in and day out. We've seen him line up as a fullback. We've seen him have some special teams experience. But all of that aside, I think that you can count on him as a solid component on the inside of the line. And I don't see somebody like Marcus Cannon beating him out for that spot anytime soon.
Well, I think right now we've seen Marcus Cannon in the spring get a lot of time at right guard with Connolly missing some time. And I think it's about getting your best five offensive linemen. And I think Marcus Cannon now is emerging as one of those best five offensive linemen, bouncing back from 2 years ago where he dropped a lot in the draft because he was diagnosed with cancer. I think now he's at a point where he can earn a starting spot. I think Dan Connolly's best role for this team is as that super sub. Guard, center. He can be their sixth man. I think he can be a good starter. I think this is a good problem that they have. But I think Cannon is about to get into that mix of being one of their top five offensive linemen. You're going to plug him in at right guard. It's more about where Cannon's at now than where Connolly's at. Both guys are going to make the team, I think.
Right.
They're going to be in the mix. They're going to be among their top six or seven offensive linemen. I think Cannon ends up winning that right guard spot.
And Cannon's definitely proved himself. I mean, we saw him last season come in when guys were injured, and he's definitely proven that he can have a spot on that offensive line, but I don't know if he'll beat out Dan Connolly.
Right, and you know, the important thing with Cannon, too, is obviously his tackle experience, so there's a lot of value there. I mean, the
right.
position flexibility
Absolutely.
Is what they really need out of their fifth, sixth, seventh offensive lineman. But I think Connolly is going to end up being back in that super sub role.
All right, well, we shall see. Training camp is at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. Still hard to believe. We will have more storylines and more position battles throughout the week and throughout the rest of the offseason. But that will do it for now for Brian and myself from Gillette Stadium. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.